It's been a testy week in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C., as lawmakers continue to deal with the fact of the debt ceiling continuing to see its limit, and the deadline to try to get a resolution passed is still rapidly approaching, less than 2 weeks away, as June 1st is the deadline. On top of that, President Joe Biden is currently attending the G7 summit in Japan as debt ceiling talks continue, and the tensions are continuing to ramp up on the far side of the world as the Ukrainians and the Russians are having another spat. In addition to that, here at home on Capitol Hill, the House is holding hearings on the quote-unquote weaponizing of the federal government, as several lawmakers are saying that this is being a target at conservatives. To break it more down, we're joined now by Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz, and these are some pretty big allegations that GOP lawmakers are making, saying that the government basically is out to get them, correct?
Well, yeah, and these good morning, Mac. These hearings have been going on for quite a while since Republicans took back the House. The weaponization of the federal government, specifically the Justice Department and the FBI, have been kind of one of the big focuses of the Judiciary and Oversight Committees, and yesterday was no different. And, of course, this is coming off the heels of the Durham report being released, where they said that, you know, made accusations against the FBI not vetting its sources enough, and certainly the witnesses that testified at this hearing yesterday were claiming that they faced retaliation from the FBI and in many cases lost their jobs because they raised concerns about certain investigations that were going on.
To me, a lot of these hearings sound like, in a lot of cases, it's just finger-pointing and name-calling. What's the overall goal out of trying to hold these hearings? I mean, is it just trying to hold somebody accountable? Because, let's face it, no matter what comes out of this, it seems like even if there were criminal charges being allegated here, nobody's really going to go to jail out of this. This just seems like I said, a lot of finger-pointing. Is that kind of the mood?
Right. Certainly, there's a lot of different goals here. I think exposing certain issues with the FBI that Republicans have been alleging is one of their goals. If there is one that might be possible, it might be reforms to the FBI because, you know, there's a lot of debate about the FBI's mission, and that may get some bipartisan support. We'll have to see. Certainly, someone's going to have to work together in order to get that done. And just based off how these hearings have been going. I mean, you know, I cover a lot of hearings being here on the Hill. I would say that the House Judiciary Committee hearings this Congress have been probably the more testy ones that we've seen. And yesterday may have been the worst one so far.
Is there another hearing set to continue this later today, or is it getting set to resume next week?
Next week. Usually they don't do hearings on Fridays here in Congress. They don't usually do a lot here on Fridays.
Well, so, we can empathize with that. Nobody really wants to do any real work on a Friday. They're just like everybody else.
Yeah, well, certainly. Yeah. I wouldn't mind if I didn't have to work on Fridays, I can tell you that. But my Friday is usually pretty busy here at the radio side. So.
Same here, Ryan. Once again, we appreciate the update as always, and try to get some rest when you can over the weekend.
I'll do my best, my friend. Thank you.
It's Ryan Schmelz with Fox News Radio joining us live here on this Friday morning edition of Fort Wayne's Morning News. Make no mistake about it, Ryan's working pretty much 24/7.
Podcasts by Federated Media.